keep thinking I want to get into more practical stuff, but this stuff is so interesting. Let's pursue it a little bit more. And getting back to the self-seeding, are there implications in terms of prevention or at least preclinical prevention?
If the seeding hypothesis turns out to be true and turns out to be useful to us, the big question we're going to have to wrestle with is how does this develop? And why this may have a very important prevention aspect is that we know that there are normal processes in the human body that absolutely depend upon seeding. The clear example is inflammation or the immune response. If you cut yourself and a few bacteria get in, cells are mobilized all over your body. Your bone marrow pours out important cells that go to the site of the injury and are important for killing the bacteria, are important for starting the wound healing process, for laying down collagen, for growing new blood vessels. And these are all things that are coming in from a distant site to the area in question to augment what's happening locally in the healing process. So inflammation really is all about cell mobility. It's a normal process and it's all about that. And this is particularly intriguing because there's lots and lots of smoking gun evidence linking inflammation with cancer. Every prostate with cancer in it has evidence of acute or chronic inflammation. Commonly in breast cancer, we'll see evidence of inflammatory response in the breast or evidence of old inflammatory response like old scar tissue and sclerosis and that sort of thing. The association of chronic irritation and maybe even cigarette smoking as an example of that, or thermal injury, chronic burns and cancer is because of chronic overstimulation of the immune response. What's particularly intriguing in this regard is that very recently there's been published a wound response signature, a gene expression profile signature, that is actually not measuring what's happening in the cancer cells, but what's happening in the cancer, which is a mixture of normal stromal cells and cancer. And that has very important prognostic information. The more inflammatory genes that are turned on, the worse the prognosis of the cancer, indicating the close link between inflammatory response and cancer. Of course, if the hypothesis is true, one of the things that links them is that these genes may all be associated with the ability of cells that are not normally, under normal circumstances, mobile, becoming mobile. In the inflammatory case, it's to go to an area to help them heal. And in the cancer case, it may be the etiology to the problem. So that since we know a lot about inflammation and knowing more all the time, and since we can do things to limit inflammation, perhaps we can do things chemically to limit the initiation of the cancerous process itself. Vaccination, for example, against key molecules that may be associated with abnormal cell mobility, maybe able to nip that process in the bud. And that's just one potential example. Clearly, we need much more to be able to even speculate wildly about this particular topic, but there is something intriguing there.